This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It is time for MUT's finest right here on the Vukumangene Breakfast Show. And Sipetege u Simpiwe Koniwe right here in studio. Sizoke sizwe kabanzi ngayo ukuthi kahle kahle ubani, usukaphi and udume ngani. So I guess getting right straight into it. It's time for MUT's finest. Vote someone.
Ngani yakwethu ninjani?
Siyaphila njani mfowethu?
Hawu mfowethu, khala kusizi.
Ah, number one, mfowethu, number one, mfowethu, vele ngempela akusizi ukukhala, kubathi kwahlula imbuzi. Exactly, exactly. Hey, my dad. So, just real quickly nje mfowethu, who is uSimphiwe Goniwe?
All right. uSimphiwe Goniwe i-out nje mfowethu ekhulele lokushini.
Out is sharp. Sure.
Yeah, mfowethu, I come from Quarry Heights. Ehlangene nomashu Avoca Hills and Newland East.
Sure.
It's a very much underrated place which at some point ibingave ngisho na kwimap. If ubuye Quarry Heights bekufanele usearch Avoca Hills, from there kwashintsha kufanele usearch Newland East. Ukhombisa khona ukuthi indawo engisuka kuyona ibinokudeleleka, uyabo. So abantu abaningi bebengayazi. So people, when they ask me, I didn't want to claim iAvoca Hills because it's some same of ama semi suburbs.
Oh yeah.
Yes, neNewland East ifuna ngifuna ukuyiclaim. Indawo bengirelate kakhulu nayo uMashu because ikasi.
Sure. Ikasi, oh yeah, ilogishi.
Yes, ilogishi, yes, and iQuarry Heights indawo eyilogishi. So that is where I actually come from, that is where I actually grew up, but I was born in Joburg, ePolytruka, and then 1998 ngabuya ngeza la eThekwini. 1999 ke samuva khona eQuarry Heights.
Okay. Wow. I actually like that brief lesson in terms of history. Now siyazi ukuthi Quarry Heights now exists definitely. Now, what did you study right here at MUT?
All right. I studied office management and technology. Yes. I really like that question because amongst the things that led us to introducing a career guidance to institute here to Skalo is one of our pains, umuntu our experience of lacking a career guidance in high school. Office management and technology, it's a very key sector in any organization because any organization can function without a proper administration and office.
Sure.
But that was not aligned with my strength and capabilities. So we introduced the career guidance with an intention of ukuthi ngane sizenzise izinto ezihambisana nepassion, ama strength nama capabilities I, and also looking at the marketplace in terms of its demand.
Sure.
Yes.
So speaking of Isiqalo Institute, vethu kwenzakalani lapho? What is it? What does it do? Sushilo ukuthi career guidance, is it only career guidance or there are other aspects as well?
Okay. Our solely focus initially when we started the project was matric upgrading.
Sure.
Yeah, lasi siza khona abafundi abakamatikuletsheni abangenzanga kahle. Nalabo abenze kahle kodwa abafisa ukuthi bekhuphula ama point abo ngenhloso ukuthi bengene kwimfundo ephakeme.
Sure.
Yes. So that is our core function, and then we also have supporting programs like yona i-career guidance, which is very much imperative because umuntu uzomsiza upgrade improve ama results akhe mase egcina sekhethi cause a wrong because akanayo information right. So a career guarantee is able to bridge that gap mase siyabasiza ke ngama applications. It's NSFAS applications, CAO applications as well.
Sure.
We work with very strategic allies who are very much progressive in their own rights, of which is Unity and Interaction. One of the founders is Ulindo Kuhle Zulu, who has made it, by the way, to the nationals.
ETHE.
Congratulations to him, and we rally behind him, we support him. He is a true reflection of Imangosuthu. And having leaders of such caliber who are able to even represent MUT at a national level. As an institution is busiseke kangakanani. We also have iJabulane Foundation, which was found by that late Jabulane, may his soul rest in peace.
Yeah.
Which are our very good allies that have been giving us proper career guidance throughout. We also have entrepreneurship program, inhloso ke entrepreneurship program. Issue of unemployment is very high.
Sure.
So umfundi simfike simsize improve ama results akhe. From there simnike career guidance. From career guidance simsize ngama applications angene university.
Sure.
Mayisengene university uzofunda mhlambe a graduate and then be subjected to unemployment, because the education system is unfortunately, it shapes us to be more job seekers than job creators.
Sure.
So we wanted to also close that gap. Sibanike basic fundamentals of starting a business, not in terms of a theoretic pillar, but also our practice ventures.
Yeah.
So there are quite a lot of things that we actually have added as part of a value proposition in the institution. But in essence of time, I think these are the core things which we find very much essential.
That is quite huge, what you're doing. Now, you also touched on your an entrepreneurship program, and today, I believe you're also a keynote speaker at the MUT Student Entrepreneurship Week 2023.
Yes.
If you would just maybe, according to your understanding, what do you think is the essence of this initiative by the institution?
All right. As I've raised that we have a serious issue of unemployment, and statistically, Amanda Baning, who are unemployed, are graduates. So I think the institution has done justice by seeing that gap. And through introducing the entrepreneurship program, inhloso is to also prepare abafundi ukuthi bebe nolwazi ngokuqala amabhizinisi. Bengathi mabephuma la, bebe subjected to unemployment, mase bebuyele emakhaya. If they would be exposed to basic fundamentals of starting and running a business at this phase, umuntu othe segraduate usengakwazi ukuthi athathe qualification yakhe and convert it to a business. For instance, someone who has done office management and technology, lo muntu loyo ziningi izinto ezifundwayo lapha engakwazi ukuthi ayiqalele mhlambe internet cafe yakhe. But ke le internet cafe it needs a financial capacity. Bayafundiswa lapha on how to create ama brochures. Bafundiswa lapho on how to create ama posters, bafundiswa lapho on how to run ama surveys, so they can actually partner with organizations that need such services, mase be a freelance while they are still waiting to secure employment. So I think this is a great initiative ezoyivala nale yama statistics ase South Africa izinga le unemployment engaka, because we strongly believe one strategic element that can really deal with the issue of unemployment is entrepreneurship.
Definitely. Now, we've spoken a lot about entrepreneurship, but actually, how did you get into entrepreneurship? And we've seen also you've had a recognition in La Payana. I saw Oguti, you are a Mama Award winner. Can you tell us a bit more? What is the essence of the Mama Awards? What is it, maybe? And what recognition did you get? Under what category?
Okay. Imama Award is Mzansi Art and Media Awards.
Okay.
Yes, I was competing on a national level with all upcoming artists, not just MC Pella, because I'm also Master of Ceremonies.
Sure.
Both in entertainment and corporate space. So we're competing now bobonke abantu abama upcoming artists in South Africa. And I think through people loving the passion that I put in my craft, I was voted and meaning I was a total of the best upcoming artist, Kwimzansi Arts and Media Award.
Okay. So,
Sisala Pimpela.
Yeah.
The entrepreneurship, my brother, to be quite honest, he lay in unemployment. I discovered Uguti, this thing of administration, angiyithandisisi, uyabo.
Sure.
So I started investing in my personal development and I started discovering my strengths.
Sure.
Uguti, my strengths is offering service and giving back to people. But obviously now, economy is pila giona, we system is under giona, which is capitalism. But legil uguti, I service yako, I offer ishai, at least should be converted to monetary value.
Sure.
It is the matter of me identifying problems within a society and solving them in exchange of profits. Like, for instance, the Matric Upgrading School, we were once very much active within student politics. So during the Right to Learn campaign, abanye bayebiza ngesifunda ngenkani. Besinokubhekana nabafundi. So umuntu uyafika ufuna isikhala but akakwalify.
Sure.
Sim advise umuntu ahambe abuye futhi the following year with same results, yabo. Masithola mhlawumbe sithola ukuthi abanye bebengazi ukuthi bayiphi, yabo, abanye kudlalwe ngabo Nkosi yami. Yabo, yes.
Sure.
So we said, no man, this is actually a gap, because it is within nento ebesiyenza esesine understanding yayo.
Yes.
So when we started isiqalo, one of the reasons was to also address those issues. Labafunda babefika bebuya year in and year out with the same results and same frustrations. Let us close that gap. However, we understand ukuthi space metric upgrade is a bit saturated, so we had to come up with a value proposition.
Definitely.
The value proposition is what makes you different and unique from your competitors. So a survey or a research or environmental scanning that we actually did, we discovered ukuthi most of our upgrading programs, they just take anyone who is good in math, for example.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Because you are good in math, but you are not a qualified educator, uzofundisa. Kanti there are a lot of factors involved. Kunama workshops othisha kufanele bewa attend.
Sure.
Isilabhus ya amendwa every now and again.
Sure.
You need to be updated about such things. As an educator, we are busy nanga marking center. So we are wazi ukunotisa amaphutha enziwa yingane. So what we did was to identify ikole ezenza kahle kakhulu.
Yeah.
And then sithathe othisha kuzona lezo ikole lezi. Like for instance your mains. We have educators abasesiqalo from mains. There's a program ebizwa ngeSukuma Academy, a very progressive initiative yabafuthi abasuka eHammerston, young, energetic and very much knowledgeable educators. Nabo they are part of the program yetu.
Sure.
We have the famous TikTok teacher. Ngiyacabanga siyamazi. Sam, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he's also our life science teacher and he has a very exceptional track record of producing exceptional results. So when it comes to recruiting or investing in our production capacity, we do not compromise because we understand if we bring people of quality, results abantwana would be of great quality unless umntwana uyayidlalela yena.
Definitely. Now, so before I let you go, Sambe, do you have any words of encouragement for people abaqala ama exams both in university and also matric? And where do we find you on socials?
Okay. No, I think your advice, Yami, will be very simple. Sacrifice. Yabona lesikhathi ospenda kwi social media, because social media is one of ama elements or things that we actually use that consume a lot of our time. Yes, TikTok, Facebook and so forth. And you realize sekuphele mhlambe u 5 hours ukhluda phi social media uhleka ukuthi yazi lo 5 hours kuthiwa bengu focus encwadini zami ngabe kuningi ebengizobe sengikuzuzile at a given time and space.
Sure.
So I think what is important is for them to sacrifice for lesi sikhathi yonke into eyama distraction beyibeka eceleni. And each and every day, umuntu engazelinde ukuthi sengiyabhala ke manje kuyima ethini ngiyaqala ngiyafunda. At least ngisho kuthiwa mhlambe u 2% of into oyifundile, it will make a difference because lo 2% mase siwu multiply ngale insuku ozobe usuyifunda before your examination, it will compound to a serious interest.
Definitely. Now, where do we find you on social media?
All right. Ku Facebook, it's Simpiwe Babs Koniwe. Babs is spelled as BHABS, Simpiwe Babs Koniwe. And then on Instagram, it's Babs _the MC. With the MC, it's THE, Masibo MC. TikTok na kona futhi, it's Babs _the MC. Ku Facebook, ukhona futhi nomunye Babs _the MC. Ku Facebook, yama account ngiwahlukanise kabili.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, kunaliya Babs _the MC for his span.
Sure.
Yes, and then Masibo Simpiwe Koniwe, people want to interact with me on a personal level.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.